Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, a multi-state manhunt underway this morning for the gunman accused of causing this year's deadliest mass shooting. What we're learning about the investigation and search in Maine that's extended more than 24 hours.
And our temperatures are warming up. Nice and mild to start with. I'll show you when we'll hit some record highs.
They say all good things must come to an end. Why this popular downtown spot is closing over the weekend and what's next for the business.
And what a night it was for the Carolina Hurricanes as they slide into a big victory over the Seattle Kraken. We'll show you the dramatic overtime. Great way to start Friday with that. 4:30 is the time right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. If you love the warm weather, a great way to start our Friday as well. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with mild temperatures out there and then getting a little toasty.
Yeah, really warm over the weekend. Shorts and t-shirts weather. You can see Renee and I are here in the short sleeves this morning even. In Durham, nice and quiet. We have clear skies right now. 58 degrees our current temperature. It's possible that we would see a little bit of patchy fog in spots this morning, similar to yesterday. But most of us will end up with clear skies. And so we have lit the tower in blue this morning. Our visibility is down to half a mile in Clinton, and it's almost three quarters of a mile in Goldsboro. So watching just a couple of spots as we get through the morning, that visibility may decrease. So we'll keep you updated. 57 in Fayetteville, 60 in Southern Pines, 55 in Rocky Mount, and 50 in Roxboro. So almost everybody checking in the 50s this morning, just a little bit warmer than it was this time yesterday. We'll see a high of 82 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. It stays warm into the evening. Look at that 5 o'clock temperature, still 80 degrees. I'll show you which day looks the warmest over the weekend and how things are looking for our Halloween forecast with a front coming through.
The man wanted for the mass shooting that killed 18 people in Maine remains on the run this morning. Schools remain closed and thousands are sheltering in place as law enforcement personnel are looking for Robert Card. Agents executed search warrants into the night and are searching properties believed to be connected to Card. Law enforcement officials are warning Card should be considered armed and dangerous.
We're learning more about the victims of the tragic shooting. Among the victims who've been identified so far, Brian McFarlane and Peyton Brewer Ross. They were playing in a cornhole tournament at the bar when the shooting happened. The manager of the bar, Joey Walker, was also killed. This morning on Today, Lester Holt talks with Walker's father about how police say Joey died trying to help.
He died as a hero because he picked up a butcher knife from somewhere, as you know, he has all that stuff near the bar anyways. And he tried to go at the gunman to stop him from shooting anybody else. The gunman shot him twice through the stomach.
Coming up this morning on Today, how this tragedy has shaken the small city of Lewiston to its core.
Now to Sampson County, where the search continues more than 24 hours later for the person responsible for shooting and killing five people. We first brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. Authorities say it happened at a home on Garland Highway near Clinton. It's just one of four crimes in the county over the past 24 hours, resulting in seven deaths. Investigators say the five victims found shot to death are believed to be connected to illegal drug sales. We're told the victims include four men and one woman, ranging in ages from 30 to 80. As of right now, their names have not been released. Sampson County Sheriff says this appears to be a targeted attack.
New developments coming to downtown Raleigh are pushing out some decades-old staples. It includes Berkeley Cafe. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now to explain how the local business is preparing for its final live music shows this weekend before closing. Kelsey, good morning.
Renee, good morning. The Berkeley Cafe will host their final live music shows right here over the weekend. This place that's lovingly known as the Berk is a building full of history and a whole lot of memories. After 43 years, the building will close to make way for a new development. It will be replaced with a 40-story skyscraper, a move Raleigh City Council approved in April. The Berkeley Cafe is Raleigh's oldest music venue. It's been a staple for the local music scene since the 80s. The popular downtown spot is known for good music and great burgers for lunch. Now, although this building is closing, the Berk won't be going anywhere. They're just going to move to a new location a few blocks away on South Dawson Street early next year. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A missing girl from North Carolina has been found in Missouri with a man who authorities say is a convicted sex offender. It's 30-year-old Christopher Porter from Oklahoma. Investigators say he drove across the country to help the girl run away from home in Monroe. Now, this police say Porter met the child online through social media messaging apps. The two were spotted in a car on Wednesday in Missouri, and that's when officers found the girl. Porter's facing several charges, including second-degree statutory rape and sexual exploitation of a minor.
This morning, at least 27 people are dead and several others are missing following Hurricane Otis. The Category 5 storm tore through Acapulco, Mexico. This is a look at the devastating aftermath. The popular tourist area is destroyed. Officials there say it is a nightmare scenario. More than 500,000 homes and businesses lost power. Around 10,000 military members have been deployed to help with rescue and recovery efforts. An investigation found a Johnston County school board member spread unsubstantiated rumors about a teacher saying she was called Ms. Drunkie. WRL obtained the findings of the investigation. School board member Michelle Antoine is at the center of the case. Johnston County teacher Angela Barber initiated a grievance against her, saying Antoine told people that Barber was called Ms. Drunkie by students. Investigators with an outside law firm found Antoine violated the state code of ethics and district policies. Antoine's attorney tells WRL they have no comment.
New voting maps drawn by Republicans in North Carolina are now law. They give Republican candidates a large advantage in upcoming elections for Congress and the state legislature. Democrats are already saying they plan to challenge the maps in court.
They will claim that they did it for partisan reasons, but you can't discriminate on the basis of race for partisan reasons. And that's the thing that they fail to analyze.
And in the meantime, now that the new maps have become law, politicians in both parties spent the day announcing if they will or will not run for office next year. But a lawsuit could put the new maps on hold, throwing those plans into disarray. Read more about who is in and who is out at WRL.com. Just click NC Capital.
The Carolina Hurricanes are back on the winning side of the ice. They came back from a 2-0 deficit last night to go into overtime against the Seattle Kraken. In the extra period, Marty Natchez netted the game winner to send the PNC Arena crowd home, to send the crowd happy. The win snapped a 3-game losing streak for the Canes, and they're back on the ice tonight at PNC Arena against the San Jose Sharks. It's that time of year where flu and COVID cases could begin to spike. This morning, CDC Director and former North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen reminds people about the importance of getting your vaccines.
Plus, if you dropped your smartphone, would it crack or would it survive the fall? Now, coming up next, we take a look at the most durable phones.
And you're taking a live look outside at Carolina Beach. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking a weekend warm-up. Going to feel like a beach weekend.
And the World Series gets started tonight on Fox 50. Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers square off baseball's biggest prize. Game one starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
441 on a nice quiet morning. We take a live look at downtown Apex this morning. Nobody's out there right now, but you know, this is the kind of morning that we'll probably see a lot of people out and about exercising because the temperatures feel very pleasant. It's 60 in Southern Pines, 55 Lewisburg, 57 in Fayetteville, 53 in Irwin. We may see a little bit more of this. This is our fog symbol with the cloud and little squiggles underneath it. So a little bit of that this morning, sort of like we saw yesterday. We take a look at our exercise planner. Feeling pretty good this morning with temperatures in the 50s, even at lunchtime 78, but we're going to climb on up into the low 80s for this afternoon. Keep that in mind. We're looking at the potential for records in the mid 80s over the weekend. It won't last too long. We do have a front that comes through early next week. I'll show you how that could affect Halloween.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRL Live Center. This is the headlines right now from the AP. The U.S. fighter jets carrying out some airstrikes against Iran-linked targets in Syria overnight. The Pentagon says this is in retaliation for a rash of drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in that region. It started earlier last week, and the Biden administration believes this is fueled by the Israel-Hamas war that's going on right now. And this also reflects the Biden administration's determination to maintain a delicate balance in the Middle East. We'll continue to monitor this story here in the WRL Live Center.
Fayetteville police charged a man with two counts of sexual battery after reports he assaulted women while at his job. 27-year-old Walzi Amir'al was taken into custody at A&A Auto on Cliffdale Road. Investigators say on two separate occasions, he took women to look at tires in the back of the store and assaulted them. First victim reported the assault on October 4th, the second on October 18th.
The body of a missing fisherman has been found near the Rocky Mount Reservoir. Search teams made the discovery yesterday. Crews started looking for Larry Drake yesterday after his boat was found unoccupied near a small island. A dive team recovered Drake's body around 2:30 p.m. He was 70. Police do not suspect anything criminal.
CDC Director and former North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen is reminding people to get their flu and COVID shots. And you can get both shots at the same time. The flu mutates every year, so the shot is needed every season. Dr. Cohen says even if you've had previous COVID boosters or COVID itself, you need to get the newly updated shot.
The virus has changed, right? And you want to have the best protection matched to how the virus has changed right now. And second, that protection we got from the vaccine is decreasing over time. So you want to boost yourself back up to the most protection you possibly can.
There's another serious respiratory virus you need to know about. It's RSV. And people 60 and older and pregnant women can talk with their doctor to get an RSV shot. This year, there's also RSV antibody protection for infants. If you want to know more, you can check with your pediatrician. A nonprofit group provided an update today on the continuing education challenges in the aftermath of the pandemic. The Public School Forum of North Carolina published a report. Key findings reveal high teacher vacancies, declining candidate numbers, low morale, and barriers to entry. The report finds innovative strategies exist, but they need to be more broadly applied. The group says systemic changes are needed statewide in teacher support, recruitment, and compensation.
If you're spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars on a new smartphone, you want one that can handle serious wear and tear. Five Underside's Kelly Arthur shows us which phones got top marks in Consumer Reports durability testing.
When the iPhone 15 Pro Max was released, rumors immediately started swirling online that it was easy to break. But Consumer Reports put it to the test and debunked those claims.
We fact-checked those complaints, and in our updated bend test and our standard drop test, we found no structural issues with the 15 Pro Max.
CR drop tests all phones using this tumbler lined with stone to simulate a waist-high fall onto concrete. All of the iPhone 15 models passed. Phones are also tested for water resistance, and folding phones are opened and closed 30,000 times to see how they hold up. The iPhone 14 and 15 and the Samsung Galaxy S22 and S23 got top marks, with all of them acing durability tests.
Well, with phones costing more than $1,000, it may make sense to get a case or a screen protector to protect your investment.
Getting a great case doesn't have to cost a lot. Just look for these features: a raised edge around the screen to protect the glass from a face-down fall, raised edges around the rear camera too, padded corners, and textured grip so it's easier to hold on to. Finally, remember that military grade may just be a marketing ploy for some cases. Keely Arthur, Five on Your Side.
Cases from OtterBox, LifeProof, and Spec also offer warranties for an added layer of protection.
Here's a look at how the U.S. economy is growing. Over the past 3 months, GDP grew at a rate of 4.9%, well above what we saw 3 months before that, which was just over 2%. This all comes despite interest rates at their highest level in 22 years, plus high inflation. The trend may not continue. High bond yields and restarted student loan payments could slow down the economy in the months ahead. Week 8 of the NFL season is here. The Buffalo Bills are in the win column first. Quarterback Josh Allen threw two touchdowns, ran for another to lead them over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night, Thursday Night Football. Last second Hail Mary pass from Tampa Bay's Baker Mayfield came up just short. The Bills come away with that 24-18 win.
A Hurricanes legend will stand at the helm of this year's Raleigh Christmas Parade. Cam Ward will be Grand Marshal of the 79th Annual Parade, which will take place Saturday, November 18th. Organizers say Ward was selected for his contributions to Raleigh and North Carolina. Earlier this year, it was announced that Ward will be inducted into the Hurricanes Hall of Fame. Ward played for the Canes for 13 seasons.
Halloween is almost here, and if you want to learn about ghosts and ghouls in Raleigh, you're in luck. The 15th annual Ghost Walk is happening tonight in Raleigh's historic Oakwood District. It's happening from 8 until 9. People going there are asked to meet outside the cemetery gate at 700 Oakwood Avenue. The event is $5 per person, and all the proceeds go to help prevent cruelty to animals.
And if the cemetery doesn't get you into the Halloween spirit, maybe this will. Today is National Black Cat Day. And although they get a bad rap, the cats actually aren't creepy. It's an old superstition. Their unlucky reputation helps keep them among the least adopted cats at shelter. So let's reverse that trend and show some black cats some love.
Yeah.
It's good luck if you see one.
Not superstitious.
Nah.
They have their own charm to them. Absolutely. Well, it's still black outside,
yeah.
You know. Elizabeth Gardner over the WRS Severe Weather Center. When we do get that sunrise, it's going to be another almost carbon copy yesterday. Pretty nice.
Yeah, and then we're going to repeat that again Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with some really warm temperatures and a lot of things happening this weekend. One of those is the Fall Festival here in Clayton. I love it. They've got their tents set up, lots of rides out there in downtown Clayton, all ready to go for what's going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend. Right now it is 58 degrees, so it's a mild start this morning. Our dew point's at 56, and when the temperature drops to the dew point, it means that the air is saturated. The dew point is the temperature at which dew might form, or the air is saturated. So a little bit of patchy fog is possible this morning, or some low clouds. We're going to climb it on up into the 70s by lunchtime, looking good with a high of 82 in Raleigh today, 81 in Durham, and 82 in Fayetteville. Of all that warm air that continues to push into our area, it's going to continue to bump up our temperatures to record highs, most likely. But look at the cold air that's going to be coming on in. Boy, this is some dark blue and purple temperatures, or colors anyway, signifying some cold air that's headed our way. I'm not likely to hit a record for tomorrow. We're just going to be one degree off. 85 for tomorrow. The record's 86, but likely to break the record. 84 on Sunday with the record being 83. We could tie that record on Monday too with 86 degrees and the record being 86. For this year, we're looking at least 13 days at 80 degrees or warmer, and that's double the average of 6. The record's 17. We're not going to quite get to that record, but we'll be tied for third place in terms of the number of 80 degree days. We're going to keep those around for football this weekend. It's going to feel great. Clemson plays at NC State at 2 o'clock, 83 degrees, and Fayetteville State at Shaw, 1 o'clock, 81 degrees. So feeling great out there. Great evening for football Friday this evening. Temperatures at game time should be in the upper 70s, and then we'll drop it through the 70s through the game, and it's going to be nice and bright. Tracking a front that's back to our west. That front continues to edge closer to us. Behind the front, we have some really chilly temperatures. You can see the color contours that are there in the purples. We'll push that cold air in by Tuesday. It's right on our doorstep. Temperature for the high in Raleigh, 57. So we're going to take it from 80s down to 50s. Trick-or-treat time, temperature is likely to be in the mid-50s. We've been talking about that chance for some rain with the front. We've added back in a 30% chance for Tuesday. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to walk through that with Futurecast and show you the timeline.
Elizabeth, thanks. WRL may soon have a new fill-in meteorologist, and she's only 7 years old. Up next, we introduce you to Kat Campbell's younger doppelganger, who's gained online attention since she was first spotted in a live shot.
Oh, my. Plus, Taylor Swift takes over one woman's porch. We have a look at the massive pumpkin that's turned into the pop star. We know WRL's Kat Campbell is one of a kind, or at least we thought. Weeks ago, someone spotted Kat's younger doppelganger during one of our newscasts, and the comparison got a lot of attention online. And yesterday, Kat's little mini-me right there, whose name is Olive, stopped by WRL, and Kat gave Olive a family tour with her family, and the newsroom, control room, studio, took her all around. Olive is 7 years old and says she's unsure what she wants to be when she grows up. But who knows? Maybe she'll follow in Kat's footsteps.
She is adorable. You know, and I've seen Kat post throwback pictures of when she was younger, and Olive really, really looks like her.
Really?
Yeah, the resemblance is quite stunning.
They always have fun when they're at the weather wall, jumping around, seeing themselves on the camera there, so that's cool.
Well, the fall colors are starting to show in the North Carolina mountains. The green starts to fade as orange and yellow take hold. This is video over the Blue Ridge Parkway in Canton. People drive through every year to see the colorful landscape in person.
Very vivid, very bright.
I think it's absolutely spectacular.
You think like how God creates such beautiful things.
I don't have words for it. If I did, I'd be a genius. I would describe it. I think this is a great year. This is a great year.
According to experts, this year's colors are a bit delayed, but a vibrant season is still expected. Just stunning.
It is. New report from Bloomberg shows Taylor Swift has reached billionaire status now, but she has also reached pumpkin status. Check out what's being called the Taylor Swiftkin. Large creation in Columbus, Ohio, weighs almost 400 pounds. And of course, there's a hint of Travis Kelce within the display as well.
I don't see the Taylor in there, but maybe that's just me.
I didn't see the Travis either, but high school football's regular season comes to an end tonight, and you can see all the big plays on WREL. It starts with High School OT Live tonight at 7 on the High School OT app and wherever you stream WREL. And then catch all the football highlights 11:35 right here on WREL.
Next at 5, new developments in downtown Raleigh are forcing some of your favorite local businesses to close. All new this morning, we take a look at a change that begins this weekend for Berkeley Cafe.
Plus, new developments in the case against Carly Russell. What a judge has decided on now, and for the woman who admitted to faking her own kidnapping.
And the weather is going to be great this weekend. If you like it warm, coming up, we have a look at some of the best bets for you and the family in today's Out and About.